This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing this hour.
Chris Santiago.
Hey, Chris. What's up, bud? All right, let's move along. Phone lines are open. This is the third and final hour. 713-572-4610. Give us a call. 713-572-4610. All right. Let's go to Hunter Welch with Fish Stick Rods. See what's up. He's going to be talking about the Godfish Expo right around the corner. Hunter, good morning. What's up?
How you doing this morning, man?
I'm good. And you?
We're making it. Hey, I'll tell you what, we're getting excited about the Godfish Expo. This is number three for us. What's special about this one is this is the Christmas Fishing and Outdoor Expo, which means huge
right.
deals for everybody that comes out. People from all over the world are calling this the new Black Friday, starting December the 10th. Deals galore.
Well, and y'all have a lot of things there that are hard to find in stores, and they'll have
betcha.
All that on display, and plus better deals, too. They'll be able to get a really
exactly.
good deal on stuff.
The cool thing about it is 99% of the vendors are small business, family-owned and operated, so not only can you get what you need during this, this shopping frenzy here at the Expo, is you also get to help small business along the way.
Yes.
What makes this expo unique, and I know you've heard of it. My partner in crime, Joe Mohan with Chicken Boy, he's called in a couple of times. But this is a unique expo in the fact that it's indoors and outdoors. So you get some of the indoor vibes of check everything out, and then when you go outside, you can get the fresh air, the smell of barbecue meat in the air. You know,
right.
Christmas music playing. It's a great deal. So this round, we're going to have our food trucks as always. But what's really, really cool, you know, you may have heard the huge crisis going on in the world is there's a Santa shortage, right? Well, at the Godfish Expo, we're going to have pictures with Santa in his boat. So bring the whole family, come out, and you can get professional pictures with Santa, and he'll be in his boat. So that's pretty cool.
That will be cool. You bet.
Heck yeah.
Santa in a boat.
Heck yeah. And I think that's how he really moves around the world, to be honest with you.
Me too.
Let's see here.
I'd rather have the boat than the reindeer and the sleigh.
Exactly. We're going to have a kids zone this go around. And a lot of people like the fact that we have the cheapest drinks in the business. At this expo, you'll be able to get any domestic or imported drink for $4 or $5 and wine for $4 or $5.
Cool.
So a little fun for the kids, fun for the adults. We're going to have boats on display, kayaks. I know a lot of people have been shooting deer. We'll have a couple of taxidermists. Maybe you can hook up with somebody you need, but I'm super excited about one of our new vendors we got coming out. We got several new vendors, but we've got Alaska Fishing guide that's right. going to be here doing all-inclusive trips. So I can't wait to see what kind of trips they're going to put together. It's going to be fun.
Sounds like
I'd like
it to me.
Tell everybody. Yeah, man, I'd like to tell everybody that all our information's online at gotfishexpo.com. The show starts Friday, December the 10th, and it'll run through Sunday, December the 12th.
Tickets yeah, and a $10 ticket gets you admission for all 3 days. How about that with free
exactly.
parking?
You beat me to it, man. You must have heard about this.
Yeah, I kind of talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, no, so that's another thing we pride ourselves on is a $10 wristband good for the whole weekend. So if you see something you like and you're kicking it around, you could come back Sunday and not even have to pay to get in.
Sure. No yep. problem with that. It's right here locally. Easy to find.
So, yep, right here at the Galveston County Fairgrounds off Highway 6. Sometimes it's easy to find for a lot of people, hard to find for some people. I do want to point out you don't have to go to Galveston to get there. It's in Hitchcock, Texas, off Highway 6.
Right.
Galveston County Fairgrounds. But, hey, I appreciate all the radio spots. You've been doing an awesome job. And
we thank y'all, too, for always thinking of Sports Radio 610 to get the word out for you, man.
Heck yeah. Well, like I say, everybody, more information, go to gotfishexpo.com.
Yeah, and while they're out there, come by your booth and check out your fish stick rods. How about that?
Yeah, man. So I'm going to have an outside booth this time with fish sticks. And
are you?
We're going to be outside, and I'm going to have my snowmakers going. So it'll be snowing at the fish sticks booth.
And, okay.
And the most... The most unbelievable part of it will be our deals. We're going to have some crazy deals just to you know, go along with the expo to, you know, sweeten things up some. So, yeah, I'll be there. Of course, Joe will be there.
Everybody's got to go by and see Chicken Boy.
Yep. A couple more unique vendors I'll take a mention at is there's a company called Tightline Braids. They're based out of Houston.
Right.
I'd never heard of them, but they're going to be there. So they're a locally owned, made in Texas braided fishing line company. They do a lot of the bigger lines for offshore and stuff, but I think they're going to have some smaller lines as well. They'll be there. The Galveston Redfish Series just recently got bought out at the end of last season. They're going to be there doing memberships for the whole season coming up for 2022, and I think you get a good deal on signing up for the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you know, the water's getting colder. We'll have Gulf Coast waders there as well, so everybody can jump on getting some new waders before it gets real cold. Everybody's got leaks. They figured out they got leaks at this point.
Well,
right?
It's a never-ending battle of trying to stay dry.
Exactly.
I've been fighting that for 40 years.
Yep. But anyways, we got two buildings, what we call Building A and Building B. We've got a pavilion. The pavilion's huge. And then we got all the outdoor areas. So there's a lot to look at for everybody. And it's one of the least expensive shows. And it's dynamite. I mean, it's all the top names in the business are at this show.
And kids' admission is free too. Bring the kids, turn them loose, let them rip.
Kids are free, man. Let them sit back there in that kid zone while you go look at boats.
Exactly. Get boat fever just in time for Christmas, honey. I found something for us.
I got boat fever when we did this back in January, so it happens.
Yeah, it does. I know the deal. I'll try to stay away from looking at that stuff.
Yep.
For me.
Well,
go ahead. I'm trying to hang on to the same boat I've had for a while, but I've been through that. I went through a lot of boats in my time.
Yep. It's they're fun to look at. Back when in Houston, when the boat show in Houston, you know, the January one, every year I'd get boat fever at that thing. And the problem is every year the price gets higher and higher. So, ladies, if you're listening out there, let your husband go ahead and buy the boat now so that it'll just be more expensive next year.
That's it. Or ladies come out and surprise your husband and pull home a new boat for him.
Exactly.
Merry Christmas, boy.
And if the boat's out of the price range, we got kayaks at this show.
That's it. Throw him a kayak and a paddle and say, get after it, man. Here's your new boat.
Exactly. It's for all fitness reasons, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Heck yeah. Keep the family
all right, man.
Together.
Well, I appreciate the time. But
hey, I appreciate you guys. And it looks like, well, it's a good time of year. Plus, weather's going to be cooler, and a lot of people won't be fishing. They can come out and spend some money.
Heck yeah. Appreciate everybody. For more information, go to gotfishexpo.com.
All right, Hunter. Hey, good talking to you, bud. I'll be seeing you.
All right, man.
Thank you. All right. Later. All right. That's Hunter Welch with Fish Sticks Rods and Godfish Expo. And phone lines are open. Coming up after this break, we got Ray in Highlands and Mike Smith from Port La Vodka. You guys hang on. I'll get to you right after the break. Plus, we got Captain Joe and Roy Simmons, Guitar Dave. Man, we got all the usual suspects. You guys hang with me. I'll get to you after the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 517 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's get to our phone lines. Next up, Ray in Highlands. Ray, good morning.
What you say there, Captain Mick?
What's going on? How about them Bears?
I'll tell you what, I had on my Apple Watch that I wear when I'm exercising and running and everything, and it has all that heart stuff on it. That baby was on the rev limiter on that last play, I tell you that.
Boy, I tell you, that was an unbelievable defensive play to stop that guy at the six-inch line. That was the ball game right there. Baylor's defense prevailed.
Whatever it was just enough. So,
That's all it takes.
I know the Notre Dame people and the Baylor people were all on their knees, and so I guess something happened that helped it out a little bit.
I'm telling you.
That sugar is going to taste pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, sir. So it looks like they're going to be in the Sugar Bowl then?
Well, that's what they're saying this morning again, so that looks like it will be the same. And it could be Oklahoma State again, believe that or not. But anyway, they'll come up with something.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, that'd be the third time this year.
I know.
It's crazy the way they pick all that stuff. But, I think it's pretty much a given that they're going to go to the Sugar Bowl. And then they'll probably – I guess who they're going to play is actually still up for grabs. But – anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a big deal for the school, that's for sure. And the poor Cougars just got outman-run completely out of the stadium.
Well, they looked good in the first half, and a couple of little hiccups to begin that second half, and that it buried them. They just couldn't recover from that. Two touchdowns.
Well, it looked like with the Cincinnati team, the Cougars looked like a high school team that second half compared to Cincinnati.
Yeah, they did.
And they're going to be in the Final Four, and they deserve to be. So, and with Alabama winning.
Well, Cincinnati's the only one left undefeated, right?
That's exactly right. I'd hate to be on that committee that made that choice, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, kudos to the expo, the Christmas expo deal down there. And one thing he didn't mention, or maybe did and I didn't hear it, is it's free parking. And
yeah, that, we mentioned that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, heck, that compared to what it costs to park down in the Houston Fishing Show, you can do that whole thing for the price of a parking ticket.
Yeah, no doubt.
And buy yourself a couple of cervezas on top of that.
Yeah, affordable cervezas, like $4 instead of $12 or whatever they are, 10 or 12.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Dang, that'd mean I'd have to drink four, right?
That's it.
Well, that's a cool deal because it's a carnival atmosphere, and it's just so totally different than the Houston Fishing Show, to say the least. But it's a fun deal, and I really enjoyed going and plan to go again for sure. And on the fishing scene, the crappie-thon is still going on up here at the dam.
Is it? And good.
And if you know, over in Nuclear Bay, they're still, if you want to go over there, if you don't eat them, you can catch and release. There's plenty of them there. And all of the bays up this way are got a lot of fish in them for the first time in, what, 3 or 5 years? How long?
No, there was fish up there last year.
Oh, you know, was there?
It's about the same. Well, at least last year I could find a place where I could fish, because I catch and release up there anyway, and I went up there this year. I made one trip and never even went a line. I just turned around and went home.
You mean so many people in there?
Yeah, I'm not going to fight anybody for a spot to fish, you know, stuff that I've been fishing for 40 years and can't even find a place to, you know, that's nook and cranny fishing up there, and you learn all those spots, and you just, nothing's sacred anymore. I'll just put it like that. No,
well, it's
deal.
True.
Hey, I've had my share. I can wait my turn.
You know, back in the day when we were eating those fish, didn't know the difference. Practically the only people you saw in there were people that lived around there, like Merle and all the Lakewood crowd and that kind of stuff. That's before the news got out about it. And now it's, to your point, it's pretty doggone crowded, especially on the weekends.
Yeah, it's all guides now. You know, and
yeah,
unfortunately they keep those fish. I mean, if they'll just look and read up on it, that is any marine species coming out of those waters is not supposed to be eaten at all. Used to, they had an 8 ounce minimum per month, but, or 12, whatever it was. But, you know, ever since that ITC fire, I was up there fishing today, that fire went off, and, you can feel the heat off of it, but
that was a big deal, and a lot of that foam stuff is still in that water.
Oh yeah, all that firefighting foam came out of that ditch into the channel and spread all over those upper areas up there with the tide exchanges, and then you had the big reformate spill. You know what? 3 months behind that, that's called the forever chemical, and it won't. You know, there's no dilution with water with that. It's just there to stay. We had a fish kill off that. It killed a bunch of fish.
Yes, it did. Of course, you and I remember the days when it was a whole lot worse than it is now.
Well,
maybe not. I mean, I can, and you and I've talked about this endlessly before, but I can still remember Crystal Bay and Scott Bay down there around Brownwood, where it looked like it snowed out there on the water. So many dead mullet.
I lived right there on the corner of Bayshore and Mapleton growing up, and man, they'd turn something loose up there, and the most dead mullet you've ever seen in your life. It was something that would stay on the surface and affected the mullet, because man, it was, you couldn't even walk outside your house at times.
That was back in the day when we were all wearing masks. For a different reason.
Yeah, for a different reason. That's right.
But exactly. Anyway, you know, I'm always going to say, heck, you know, you got a birthday coming up at the end of this month, and mine's right after that. I'll be 83 years old. There's no telling how much of that fish and water and everything I've consumed in my lifetime. I guess if there's any testimony to that at all, I ought to go over there and get me another glass full of it and drink it this morning.
You know, I'd, yeah. Good luck with that. You know, last year I kept two fish one day, and I kept one out of Tabs Bay, and then I kept one out of the top end of Trinity Bay. two trout and took them home, filleted them, and fried them that night, and the one out of Tabs Bay was unedible, the taste of it, compared to the one out of Trinity Bay. You could taste that stuff in there. I don't know what. It was just nasty.
Well,
about that? You don't notice it unless you eat two different ones. And the reason I knew that, because the little one out of Tabs was like a 16-incher, and the one out of Trinity was a 20-incher. And you could tell the difference in the fillet size. And my wife goes, "Man, that's not fit to eat." I said, "I'm telling you." So
I have noticed that, you know, for years, the difference in the taste. And of course, you know, that there's no secret about that. If the ones that come out of San Antonio Bay taste different too, mm-hmm. than ours here in Trinity Bay. And then if you catch one in Tabs or even up further up than that, there's no telling what you're eating.
True.
But anyway, I'm getting depressed just talking about it.
No, it's just something that needs to be addressed. People need to know. A lot of people don't even know. You know, took a whistleblower from TPNW to get that out to the public. Remember, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when you drive down the freeways in Houston, they had fish consumption bans, you know, signs. All their traffic signs had that on there.
Well, when you go over I-10, go over the river in I-10, right there by the Superfund site that they've got clearly marked, there's always a boat or two floating right there at it, catching those redfish on the rocks, which
is right on top of that toxic waste dump that's leaking severely, they claim, because they had a diver go down there and where they covered it up, there's holes in it. And there's two other toxic waste dumps up in there, too, so...
Oh, I know all about it. You know, I was skiing on this river when those were active.
Yeah, they were.
So I tell you, we've seen a lot in our days. And you know what? In the aggregate, things are better right now on our water than it's ever been, even with all the little problems that we've got here and there.
Yeah, except for our fish population. That's something we need to change. Hopefully it can come back. But it ain't going to come back unless we all work together and make it happen.
Well, that's not a chemical.
Off of
that's a fisherman issue.
Fisherman and environmental issue, yeah. Habitat issue from all the floods.
Absolutely. Combined with that, and you hear Steve talking about that, and he's dead on. You know, back in the day when we thought that you couldn't catch all the fish with a rod and reel, I've certainly changed my opinion about that, and I think what they're doing is going to help too. So we'll see about that one.
Yeah, it's going to help down south because that's where they're going to do it at. They're not going to do it up here. So
we'll
just
live with
the five, and the five's helping. It can't do nothing but help.
So anyway, Port Lavaca, Mike Smith's waiting behind
me.
He's
up next, man. Going at the bit.
Happy holidays to you, Mike. I miss seeing you, and maybe we need to get together, and I'll give you the floor, my man.
All right. Hey, we'll see you, Ray. Take care. Have a good one, buddy. All right. All right, now let's go to Mike Smith in Port Lavaca. Mike, what's up down there?
Yeah. What's up, brother?
Blue skies, sunshine.
Yeah, sunshine, blue skies. Yeah, I've got to get up and see Ray next time he's down here around San Antonio Bay. I know he likes fishing down here. But last time I had dinner with him down here, and I've known that gentleman for over 55 years.
Oh, yeah. Back from the boat racing days.
Oh, yeah. Well, skiing, too. I think at one time he actually held the record for the fastest speed in a quarter mile. And he was pulled behind one of our drag boats.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was 118 miles an hour in a quarter mile. I just got to say that. I'm probably mistaken. He'll correct me later when I talk to him. But now, birds are working. The rut is on already down here.
Yeah.
And they're just deer everywhere. I mean, there was does out in my front yard this morning. And it's been very calm, you know, the last few days. And but I've only been fishing like once a week. I just go down, chuck my spinner baits. In the salt grass, just I'm still wading without waders, but I'm only going in thigh deep water. You know, when you get up on your trunk, it's totally different.
Yeah.
But I got my 16th grandchild, Oliver. His birthday was on the 1st, and I got him this bought him a shotgun, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's 1 year old. He's going to have to start his collection soon.
Sure.
So I went and bought him his first shotgun. And his mama was kind of, you know, I brought in. She says, well, where did you get Oliver? I said, I got him a shotgun. You did what? I bought him a shotgun. And Dakota come up and said, well, you know something, Dad? I think that's wrong. I said, why? I didn't get my first gun until I was 4. So it is what it is. Now, life is good down here. Of course, I got 17 grandchildren now, but still counting. 3 great-grandchildren. But, I mean, the weather's great. It couldn't get any better hardly. I got to get down and see Blaine. But I don't know you got people stacking up. I'm going
to
ask.
All right, buddy. Well, good to hear from you, Mike. And happy holidays if I don't talk to you before then. Merry Christmas and all that good stuff.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. Yours is the 28th, I believe.
Yes,
and Happy
sir.
New Year. But leave me on so I can listen to these gentlemen, if you would.
Okay.
Just kind of,
all right.
I'd appreciate it. I love you.
Santiago, we'll put you on hold. That way you can listen. All right,
buddy. Okay, brother. Okay, love y'all.
Hey, you bet, Mike. See you, man. All right. That's Mike Smith down in Port Lavaca. All right, after him we got Captain Joe, Royce, and Dave. You guys hang with me, and we'll get right to you. But good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. Final segment already. Time has flown today. All right, next up, Captain Joe. Joe, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. That rhymes.
How you doing? How you doing, Mickey?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I watched a lot of football yesterday, and I'll just say kudos to them Baylor Bears.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was good for their program. Very good win.
Yeah, I was just wondering why the state closed inshore snapper season. State water.
Inshore?
Yeah, they closed down the state water snapper season.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think
they're
going to.
Where have I been? I hadn't heard anything on that.
Oh, yeah, they closed it. I think they're supposed to reopen it January. But to my knowledge, it's never been closed.
Huh. I've never known of it.
I hadn't either. But, yeah, there was a bulletin out that they shut it down. It didn't really make a lot of sense to me.
I don't see it right here. I just went to their website. Red snapper season temporarily closes in state waters November 15th, and it will reopen in January of 2022.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never known it to be closed, you know. But I just wondered if you knew any reasons.
I'm trying to see where they're there's no explanation. It just says, temporary.
Yeah. I'd never known it to be closed.
Temporary closure, November 15th through January of 2022.
Yeah.
That applies to headboats, everything, even private recreational anglers in state waters. I'll be darned.
Well, you know, the headboats and the charters, they hadn't been able to fish state waters for a few years.
Right.
You know, at least not legally.
No, not legally.
But, no, I just wondered why.
You got me, bud.
I guess the only other thing I'll say is anybody's looking for a pretty good Christmas present for anybody fishing offshore. I got that offshore book. I still got a few copies left and still selling. I think that's a pretty good present for anybody going offshore. It's got over 300 numbers in between Galveston and Freeport. And it'd make a pretty good Christmas present for somebody that goes offshore fishing.
Yeah, well, that's a good deal. Highly recommended.
But anyway, let me give you my number. It's 979-921-5029. So if anybody's interested, give me a call, and we'll get you a book out.
All right, Joe. Sounds good to me, bud. Well, you have a good Sunday.
You have a Merry Christmas.
I'm going to do it. You do the same, my friend.
Okay.
Be safe out there. All right, bud. Okay. All right, next up, let's go to Roy Simmons, Richland Chambers Reservoir. What's up, Royce?
Well, good Sunday morning. How you doing, Mick?
Oh, I couldn't be better. It's all good, my friend.
About ready to take off and go fishing for a day or two?
Yes, sir. It's coming.
Yeah.
Weather
it has been spring-like. Yeah, it's been spring-like. I think we're supposed to finally get a little bit cooler weather, but when I left the boat ramp yesterday morning around 7:30, I had a hoodie on, and it was off by 9 o'clock. So, it's just been unusual. The water temp's hanging in there in the low 60s, and the fish are just acting like it's springtime, you know, coming out of winter, it seems like. So I'm not going to complain. Big old large whites they're beefing up already with the eggs and stuff, you know, getting ready for something in another couple of months, I guess would be probably the time frame. But our mode of operation the latter part of the week, we had a few trips, you know, this time of the year, hunting, football, Christmas, all that kind of takes precedence over the fishing. But man, some folks are missing out on some good action. It's just a really good time. A lot of birds, waterfowl on the lake to catch your attention, and it's just catfishing and white bassing both. We did a little bit of both on almost every trip this week because we were hammering those big old white bass so quickly that we needed to have a little more time for folks on the lake to enjoy, and so we'd put the punch bait in, go catch it. A mess of usually channel cats moving up in a little bit shallower water than the big blues hang out in this time of year. But
right.
It's just really been a good bite for the, what do you want to call it, late fall, almost supposedly early winter.
Yeah, it's really winter, but the weather's not telling us that. You know, we've been noticing, you know, all year, it's kind of like we're running about a month behind ever since that freeze in February, that big event. It's kind of like everything's about a month behind for some reason.
We talked about that, you know, all late spring, early summer, whatever you want to call it. You know, we had good rains and cool temps and all that through June. We had spillway gates open until about July. And then, you know, summer didn't really ever get really hot. We had, I bet we didn't have a handful of 100-degree days. So it's just kind of an odd year.
Yeah, it gets hot.
It is. Yep. No,
it was a lot cooler summer than normal.
Yeah, just, you know, one of those probably ought to do a better job of trying to remember which kind of activities and when it happens, or do a calendar with notes on it. I don't do that anymore. Just kind of go fishing when you can. But it has been one of those that, you know, just where they're at and what they're doing is just not quite the same as what they'd normally be doing in early December. You know, we'd normally, if we were trying to catch whites and find them, we'd be in real deep water, suspended, dead sticking. And these fish yesterday, we were using a little slab and a jig combo in about 25-foot water on humps and catching them two at a time. And it sounds like a fish story, but Adam had a Friday morning trip that I didn't have. He texted me a picture. He got on the lake about 7:30. He texted me a picture at 9 o'clock with a 75 fish limit of whites, and not little ones, them big old
goodness
whites. And he was not out yesterday morning. I just had a twosome, went to the same spot, no surprise, where he had caught his fish. And it took me till 9 o'clock with a twosome to get a 50 fish limit. And we had the punch bait in the boat and went on up the creek and got our channel cats mixed in with a few little blues and stuff, and back cleaning fish at 11 o'clock just because we had an ice chest and a bucket full of fish. So,
you know, those whites,
it's good.
You know, this time of year, you know, you're catching some, it sound like good ones, but What's their ETA really on that spawning thing? January, early February, when they kind of go up the Richland Arm and all that and dump, or what?
It will normally get real tough by February for us, and part of it's just weather related and not getting out there and probably looking. But it's my guess that if we've got a little water flowing and the creek's moving a little bit, they've exited the main lake. Not all of them, but a lot of them. So, in January, February, even into early March, we're normally catfishing just because the whites are difficult to find. And, I guess water temp, current, full moon and all that usually has them, spawned out, ready to go and really eating by mid to late March, which is what we kind of hope, because, spring break is kind of the start of our really busy season. And then, by early April, the main lake is just on fire. It's another one of those times where you better have something as a backup plan, because you're usually going to limit on your whites early. So we do a little catfishing in April, too, and kind of put a box of combos together of whites, catfish, blues, channels, whatever is biting best. So, yeah, and that's kind of, if you had your wish, you'd want them on that aggressive bite by the time the kids are out of school for spring break, because that's what they like to do.
Well, I know y'all do good on those catfish, and you always talk about your punch bait. How do you rig that? How do you apply that? What kind of hook and all that do you use when you fish that way?
I keep it real simple. I just use a little pinch on ball sinker, real pliable lead that I buy from the guy that makes my slabs for me, and about 6 or 8 inches up the line, and then I tie on just a hook to the line, a number 4 treble. I buy these hooks from the guy again that makes their slabs. They're barbless, so if you catch a lot of small fish, you can release them and keep a tight line. You still miss some and slack and whatever, but usually that catfish activity such that a few go back in the lake anyway. So we just keep it real simple. A lot of folks will bring their own rig and whatever, but we're tight lining. We're normally fishing 20 to 30 foot water, and it's in the timber, so you break off a few of the bigger fish. But with the new regs, anyhow, you keep 5 over 20 and I think 1 over 30, but most of our fish are going to be 2 pounds, 3 pound fish, and just good eating size fish. And if we do get a big one, I say, you want a picture and throw him back. And if it's legal, which it is, if we throw them in the ice chest if they want to, but people have always told me those bigger ones just don't taste quite as good as the smaller ones, so why not keep the smaller ones? So
it's pretty simple
fishing, nothing but ugly sticks, usually with a bait caster and a 12 to 20 pound test, depending on right now about 12 pound test. But as we move into January, February, that cold water, it seems to get those bigger blues moving, and they'll hit that punch bait too. So every once in a while, you get one of those.
How do you apply that to that hook?
We buy, it's Danny King's punch bait. He's been around for 40 years, 30 years, whatever, but he sold the business to the guy right up on 416, a little Wooded Acres bait shop, half a dozen years ago. And James Cantrell owns that business. He makes the product. He's got distribution in Walmart, Academies, and all the East Texas lakes. But for us, most people are going to buy a quart or at most a gallon of that stuff.
Right.
And James sells a little piece of metal stick. He's got a metalworks guy that makes it that you just put that number 4 treble in the punch bait, push it down with this little metal stick, lift it out. And it comes off real easy. I tell people, if you get that bite and you don't get that hook set, go ahead and reel it up. We're going to put some more punch bait on. But we buy it from James in 5 gallon buckets. He sells it to us a little cheaper. Yeah. And then we put it in gallon buckets for your trip, for your boat. But he makes us up. I probably go through, I'm going to say 15 or 25 gallon buckets during the course of all the way from September, October through early March. It's a, we'll use a half to a three quarters of a bucket, depending on whether you got two people or four people on a trip, you know.
Right.
So, and if guys that fish it or have a spouse like mine, she says you will not bring your boat towels and your clothes home. You wash them at the lake house. It's not that bad, but I guess I've gotten used to it over the years. I kind of
that's real similar to the way Richard does it up on Lake Conroe, except he uses like a number eight treble and he pushes it down. He's got a stick that he pushes that hook down in that Primos that he uses, so it's real similar.
Yep. Same thing. It's just a little piece of metal with a little indention in it that grabs that treble hook, and you push it down in there. If folks are ever up here, go up to Wooded Acres and buy you one of those little metal for a couple of bucks punch bait sticks, because it's well worth the money. So,
yeah.
Oh, I'm taking up too much of your caller's time today. I'm just going to give you a report and tell people come on up here, and we'll go catch something, one or the other or both. But,
yes, sir. All right, well, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, Royce.
903-389-4117, and most of the info is on the site at gonefishing.biz.
All right, buddy. Well, you have
Thank you for your time, Mick.
Thanks, Royce. Take care. All right. Bye. That's Royce Simmons, Wristling Chambers. All right, last caller will be Guitar Dave. Dave, what's up?
Hey, boy, I don't have a problem saying playing fifth fiddle behind all them guys, Captain Mickey. I tell you what, they're the best of the best, man. Oh man, let me breathe. Hey, what I called you, you're a tire guy. One thing I noticed on a lot of tires and stuff, that I see that little pooch out on the bottom on tires, and I couldn't catch up with this one lady down the street over here. And the tire was pooched out, and I was going to tell her, hey, your tire's going flat. But then about 15 minutes later, they come back, you know, that old lopping sound, bumping a bump down the road, you know. So in the wintertime, check your tire pressure, you know, on your everything, you know, on your trailer and everything. So
you too, that's when you're talking about pooched out, you're talking about the sidewalls?
Yeah, down on the bottom, like you look at it. I'm looking at cars right
the
now.
Well, the bottom of a tire, what I'd be called, would be, you know, the tread itself meeting the road.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I'm looking at one right now that's a little bit low, you know, because, I mean, I clean up the parking lot over here, and I'm heading back to Willis. But I can't believe it. Yesterday, they had two barbecue cook-offs, one at the Knights Columbus and one at the 618 American Legion over there. And man, Captain Mickey, they all listen to you. I guarantee you they're probably listening now. But man, I was over there at the one at the Knights Columbus Hall, and Sundance Head was there. Roy Head's son. Yeah.
Right.
So I got to talk with him, and oh man, I tell you, and it was an honor and a pleasure whenever Captain Wayne retired, and then we were there on the Texas City Dyke, man. I mean, hey, I ain't got no hair on top of my head, but I feel it welling up all on every other part of my body right now, just to be proud to be able to do that, you know. And then, Captain Mick, I know we ain't got much time left, probably, but O.C. McCrim, oh man, that man, he meant a lot to me, and a lot of police officers and firefighters and everybody else, and that's what I appreciate about every time a fire truck comes by, I'll stand out here in the lone pasture over here on behind the hood over here, and I'll salute them, man, because I mean they're the ones that save us, and we really do appreciate them.
Yeah, well, that's all good, man. Well, I gotta run, Dave. And
yes, sir.
Have a good Sunday and take care.
God bless us, God keep us, and God bless America.
All right, later, man. All right. Well, that ought to do it for a Sunday show, and we'll be back next Thursday morning. I hope everybody, if you can get out today, I hope you catch up some fish, maybe do a little deer hunting or whatever. Whatever makes you happy in the outdoors, just get out and do it. Weather's going to get kind of iffy tomorrow, but today looks good. So until next week, the Outdoor Show shall return next Thursday morning, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.